Well, hello, audio booers and Twitter people, and if you're finding me on Facebook, good afternoon. Today's date is Sunday, August 4th, 2013, and I'm just sitting on my living room floor. I got the phone in the charger here, well, and they plugged in, actually just ready to unplug it as soon as I'm done with this boo. But I've been just sort of thinking about, actually talking about writing and journalism, like blogging, just writing diaries and things like that. I've been kind of thinking, since July of 2004, I was a member of the Live Journal community. Well, I didn't really participate in the community. I just basically just kept a live journal on there, like a blog or diary, whatever you want to call it. Just kind of general day-to-day things, what's been going on in my life. Kind of like what I'm doing in Audio Boo now. But I've been really slacking off in posting in the last while. My last entry, I was just looking at it about a little while ago, and my last entry was like September 13th of 2012. And I've been thinking for a while now, because I've just been posting so sporadically and so scarcely and haven't known what to write about, and because it takes so long to write an entry, whether to keep it or delete the site, like delete my journal from llivejournal.com. And I think I'm going to hang on to it because I may write and I may not. I may just use it for my own personal reflection to look back, because I don't think there's a way to download the entries. If there was, I would just do it. I would just download what I've got and then zap and then just delete the purge the account. But I've also tried, like way back when I, you know, was with the ex, Denise, and we're doing our things on the computer. I was doing that, and I also did something through blogger.com, although I've had a couple entries, although I think I cleared out all the entries now. But Live Journal was kind of my main one, and I've followed a few people on there, but it seems that everybody, at least that I've followed, have all but really cut back on their posting, especially since Twitter came out. I think that really cut into it, because you only have 140 characters, but you can do it instantaneously. And quite frankly, I would rather follow too. I mean, I don't mind reading a little bit longer, but the entries is okay once in a while, but that is a lot of work. For me to say something, if I was to be saying this, I could say in a few minutes, I'd be taking an hour or more to write it and then proofreading it and all that. So, because by the time you want to think about what to put down, some people can just write and just let their fingers just run away on the keys and just type something up and have a nice entry in just a few minutes. I can't do that. So, that's why I prefer audio, because, of course, I can say in a few minutes what takes me an hour or so to write. One thing I wish that they did do, what Audio Boo would do, is allow you to post your entries to Live Journal, like they do to Blogger and for WordPress, for any of you that use either of those to post your boos through. I know through Twitter and Facebook mine already go through. But I think that, I don't know, I mean, I don't always know what to write of, and life is pretty lame. I don't really do much of anything, so I just kind of just, I don't know, I'm going to just do Audio Boo and just be done with it. I know Live Journal had a thing where you could do phone entries, like, and you had, like, I think you were allowed, like, 5 minutes or something like that. I mean, Audio Boo, yeah, you've only got 3 minutes, and some of us have 5 minutes. Of course, I have the half hour because I've taken the Plus account. But nevertheless, I was looking at a few archived ones, yeah, from August 6th and 9th of 2004. I think it's kind of neat to look through my past, especially if it's like, I mean, a few months ago is okay, but if it's like years ago, it's kind of interesting. I also have, which I'm going to save for another entry, journals from school. Like, I still have the Braille. I still have got, like, I've got a couple books. Well, one's like one of those, like, cited Duotang things, like, which is a thin paper binder type thing where you just had, like, put holes in it, and you could had, like, clips where you could clip several pages in. And that is for another boo, not for this boo, but I just think it's really neat about just keeping up with the history. And I think that, you know, that's why I'm really great that there are sites like Audio Boo and where you can actually share actual real-time sounds, whereas Live Journal before, and things like that, just like Blogger, WordPress, things like that. Yeah, you could write a blog and thoughts about things and give your opinions, but it was just words on the screen. And or for us blind users or visually impaired users listening to screen reader or other, for like JAWS or other kind of speech, reading these text. So it's kind of, I've always liked, and that's the thing about me, I like just, you know, common people's, like not like famous people or celebrities. Some people like these celebrities. I just like the average Joe or Jane or whatever person, just everyday things, what's going on, and looking back on it 10, 15, 20 years after the fact and think, wow, it's amazing how things have changed. Just, you know, when I think about those live journal entries. Back then, yes, I had high speed. I was maybe about, I think it was 5 or 6 megs down. I don't know what it was down, but only had 15 gigabyte per month bandwidth limit. That's 15 gigabytes. And I know the wife at the time was, she wasn't happy about the fact, and was pretty much saying that I'm going to download anyway, the heck with it. I don't think she was really breaking the limits yet, but she'd wanted to. And what else? I mean, we didn't have Facebook, we didn't have Twitter, all these things that we do now. So, but anyway, I think I've talked enough, or have I? Yeah, just about that, about things. But about the journal entries and writing and stuff like that, it's kind of nice. If you know what to write about or talk about, it's really nice to put that down and keep a record of it. Just like I've talked about doing in school, journal entries and diaries and that kind of thing. It's always been really neat to hear that. And I know my dad's kept some too, and he's read this was like years ago he's done this, but he's read from months, or I think it was a couple of years before, where he's actually read just entries just for something to do, just to kill some time. But anyway, speaking of time, I think I will cut this off now. Almost time for supper, so. Anyway, that'll do it for this audio boo, and I will boot you all later. So everyone take care, and have a blessed day. So long, everyone. And just a postscript, kind of a PS to this audio boo post. I know I said I was going to wrap it up, but I forgot to put the live journal thing, if you want to take a look-see at it. It is as follows. The URL is, if you want to look at my journal, it's not much to it, but it's handslast.livejournal.com. That's HANSLAST. livejournal.com, and live journal, livejournal.com. That's spelled out again for you, HANSLAST.livejournal.com. So feel free to have a look. So everybody take care. And so long, everybody, for sure now. Bye-bye.